Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies. Ron, 1 hour in the books, the high school football season.
And boy, there's sure some exciting games going on, a couple surprises, a couple not-so-surprises, but you know, you're back into it. It's really fun to be here.
Yeah, it's good to have you here. Let's get out to line one if we can. Nate George, he's at the Milwaukee Riverside Pewaukee game. He's brought to you by Boilermakers Local 107. Building and rebuilding America for 225 years. Check out their apprenticeship opportunities at Boilermakers107.com. Hey, Nate, give us an update. Riverside at Pewaukee.
Mike, now at halftime, it's 25-14 Riverside over Pewaukee. Pewaukee's finally starting to slowly get their offense going. They put together a couple of nice drives. One capped off by a nice 20-yard play action pass the corner end zone, wide open tight end. But Riverside's big plays, they're still going. We got a 29-yard pass reception by McFadden. We had a 37-yard run by Emil Jackson. And these are all plays that are set up, just a couple little nitpick plays here and there, and then bam, they're off to the races. And after Pewaukee scored to make it 25-14, Riverside again, big play on the next kickoff, ran the ball back to, I think it was the 35-yard line, but it got called back on a monster block that the kid got his hands up in the face. So they had to bring it back in that end of the half, or else, you know, they might have been able to score again. And don't forget, they did have one called back already, so they could be 32-14, possibly even higher for Riverside right now.
You know, Riverside probably through the years has had the most competitive city team. One year they got all the way to the semifinals against Heartland Arrowhead. A few years later they got back to the semifinals again. And if they just wouldn't make those kinds of mistakes with the talent that they have, I think they can compete with just about anybody this year, but you can't make those mistakes. Maybe they'll get by with it tonight, but you know, if they go to the playoffs, which I think they will, you can't make those mistakes against some of the elite teams.
Hey, Nate George, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Continue to keep us up to date, that Riverside Pewaukee game. Let's get an update on the Hartford Nicolet game with Ralph Reinhardt. He's brought to you by Hyundai Greenfield. Go get your car where I bought mine. Go see Lou and his team and ask about the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event. 6133 South 27th Street. Again, Hyundai Greenfield. Hey, Ralph, give us an update to Hartford and Nicolet.
Hey, we're at halftime right now at Nicolet Stadium. It's Hartford 21, Nicolet 0. It's been the second quarter has been more of a running game for Hartford. Savage is their senior running back, quite an athlete. He's had some nice runs and two touchdowns. I just want to mention that Nicolet's hanging in there, but I'm just going to give you some numbers here. And coach, listen to this, 270, 290, 305, and 310. That's Hartford's defensive and offensive line. They got Nicolet by 60 pounds a kid. But you know what? They're hanging in there. They're playing tough. And we'll come out the second half and see what happens.
Well, that's what surprised me, Ralph, when you said their first touchdown was like a 71-yard pass, because usually that's what Hartford does, especially this year with those big guys. They're just going to knock it right down your throat. I know they're a co-favorite along with Homestead in that league, and that's a very tough opener for Nicolet.
It is, and you know, like I said, they're playing tough. They've had a couple drives that have been stalled out, but you know what? It's the second half, and never knows what's going to happen,
absolutely.
Guys.
Absolutely.
Hey, Ralph, thank you so much. I appreciate that. Let's get to line three. Marty Schibelhut. He's Marty in the morning, B104 up in the Valley. Marty's at the game of the night. He's at Fondy Kimberly. Marty, give us an update.
Well, First things first, we're renegotiating my rider come Monday because we don't get enough popsicles sent from the studio to get through the heat and humidity out here.
Well, I got to tell you, if we did send you one, you'd be getting paid way better than the other guys we got.
Oh, I tell you what, we have got ourselves a great matchup. Fondy was up 21-7. Kimberly looking at a third and long, forced Fondy to take a timeout. Kimberly breaks huddle and ends up with a 34-yard pass touchdown to pull within a touchdown. Fondy leading Kimberly, 70-game win streak, Kimberly. Five-time state champ in a row, Kimberly, 21-14 at half.
Man, that I'll tell you what, Marty, I'd like to tell Ryan to take over, and I want to run up there and watch the second half. I got to tell you, I'll bring you the popsicle. I'll drive it right for you. Marty, thank you so much, 21-14. You can listen to Marty in the morning on B104 up in the valley. He's as good as they get right there. Let's get over to line one if we can. Jerry Boatman's at the Catholic Memorial Maguanago game. Hey, Jerry, give us an update.
Yes, Mike, we are at halftime. It's Catholic Memorial 14, Maguanago 7. Maguanago scored on an 11-yard touchdown pass with 5 seconds remaining in the second quarter to tight end Dalton Gillett, 6'4", 240-pound tight end, made a beautiful reception in the corner of the end zone. So it's 14-7 halftime, and this is a very good game. I would say, Coach and Mike, one of the key things so far in this half has been time of possession offensively by Catholic Memorial. Now, they've made some mistakes, and it cost them scoring opportunities, but they've had the ball offensively for a long time in the first half.
You know, what's really interesting, the Maguanago coach was the head Fond du Lac coach last year, and I'm not sure how you pronounce his name, Mike, you know, but the...
Knewich. Mike Knewich. Yeah.
Knewich.
Well, now the Fond du Lac coach, he was the head coach at Kimberly before Steve Jones won a state championship there. He won a championship at Oshkosh North, so you've got some really good coaches in that area.
They travel around, and I was told the coach at Maguano, I don't know if this is 100% true, Coach Mike, but I was told that he used to be an assistant at Arrowhead.
Yeah, he was a defensive coordinator.
Hey, Jerry, thank you. It's 14-7 Catholic Memorial over Maguanago. Let's get to line two if we can. Ted Lang, he's at the Milwaukee Lutheran Keewaskum game. He's brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You want to get those windows in before it gets cold, 262-783-6600 and ask for Mandy Sandstrom Clough. She's my rep. I highly recommend her. Ted Lang, give us an update.
Halftime up north here in Keewaskum. It is Keewaskum 20, Milwaukee Lutheran 12. Neither team has a kicker because all their extra points were two-point conversions. But Keewaskum went up 20-6, and on the ensuing possessions of Milwaukee Lutheran, it took them five plays to go 73 yards, capped off by 11-yard touchdown pass from Dan Perzak to Jared Kiefer, and that's where we stand, 20-12. And I was listening to Marty's broadcast. I'm not too far from Fondy right here.
No, you can you spend the night where you're at and listen to Marty in the morning on B104.
Hey, well, this game gets out of hand. I'd take a little drive up there and watch the end of that one.
And then, Ted, when you get home, if you need windows and doors, who do you call?
Oh, Gina Della from Pella.
Gina Della from Pella. That's Ted Lang. It's 20-12. Keewaskum over Milwaukee Lutheran. Let's get to line three. Mark Neeson. He's at the Muskego Waukesha North game. Mark, give us an update.
1:40 left, second quarter, Muskego 28, Waukesha North 7. North scored after a fumble by Key Lermer. The score by Muskego was by the Reiske, the fullback again. Bad news, guys. I got it from a source, father of, I think we got a broken collarbone with R.J. Bosses.
Oh, that's too bad.
Probably is this season. But don't quote me on that, guys. Keep that under your hat.
Yeah, nobody's listening, Mark. No worries on that. Thank you. It's 28-7, Muskego at Waukesha North. Before we get to a break, John Daly, he's at the Whitnall at Greendale Martin Luther game. John, give us an update.
The halftime, 42, Whitnall 7. It's the Crowley Reed show. He scored 5 touchdowns. He got near or perhaps more than 250 yards. He seems to run at will. One thing I noticed, Martin Luther has maybe 5 to 6 players that play on offense, play on defense throughout the whole game, and it doesn't look like they're tiring.
Well, that's that off-season work ethic from the Spartans, the mighty Spartans at Greendale Martin Luther.
Boy, they're going to be a team to be dealt with this year.
Racine St. Catherine's a good team in that conference, and Racine Lutheran, but I think they've got a chance to have a pretty good year. John Daly, thank you. 42-7, Martin Luther over Whitnall. One other update, Lake Country Lutheran playing Mineral Point. Lake Country Lutheran at the end of the third is up 47-17 over a pretty good Mineral Point team. We've got Lake Country Lutheran later in the year against University School on Thursday Night Lights. I look forward to seeing them. Yeah,
they went right to the state championship game last year and had a great game. Didn't quite come out ahead.
Yeah, I look forward to seeing them. They, you know, Coach, they're starting to get some kids from that Heartland Arrowhead, that Heartland area, to come over. They get a couple kids from Oconomowoc. They're starting to build. They've had a great program, but their numbers are going up. They're part of the Greendale Martin Lutheran, Milwaukee Lutheran, Lake Country Lutheran family. And that school is on the rise. Numbers are going up. Players in their football program going up. And it's a really good program.
Mike, are the numbers at Greendale Martin Luther going up as far as the school, I mean, enrollment?
They are. Yep, they are.
You might end up having to put those two teams in the Classic 8 or greater Metro.
No.
They keep getting bigger.
Darius Reed's a senior, pal. Yeah, he's something else. He is something else. He's one of the nicest young men I've ever been around. He's on our basketball team. He used to sit behind me at Brookside Baptist Church. The only thing this kid can't do is sing. Man, he can't sing a lick. And the Lord says, you know what, just make noise. I love it all. But, man, I love Darius. But, wow, can't sing a lick. He's as good a football player as I think Martin Luther certainly has ever had.
He's a great one.
He's a good one. No doubt. Let's get you a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to get you the most current and up-to-date scores from all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela. Head out to Kewaskum. The Indians lead Milwaukee Lutheran 20-12. In Waterford, the visiting Franklin Sabres are on top 17-0. At the half, Greendale Martin Luther commanding first half lead on the visiting Whitnall Falcons 42-7. You know, Wisconsin Lutheran Vikings are hosting the Oak Creek Knights. They trail 17-7. Brookfield East, a 21-0 lead on Wauwatosa West at the half, as does visiting Hartford. They're up 21-0 at the half against the Nicolet Knights. Plymouth and New Berlin Eisenhower, they're tied at 7. As we head north, Fond du Lac and Kimberly, the Cardinals leading the Papermakers 21-14. Half at South Milwaukee as well. Burlington Demons, they lead 28-7 on the Rockets. New Berlin West, a 13-0 lead on the Elkhorn Elks. And out in Cedarburg, the visiting West Bend East Suns up 20-0 at halftime there. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Go to PellaWI.com and get your home ready for the cold. That's PellaWI.com. And this has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies. We get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. And then that 9 o'clock hour, we start getting on some winning coaches. We get a lot of coach speak, but that's okay. We enjoy that. We get them on before they get on the bus or get to the locker room. Let's get to line one if we can. Tony Resch. He's at the Homestead Port Washington game, brought to you by Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. That's Tony's company. If you're looking to raise money for your youth program, your company, your church, whatever, I'd give Tony a call. Raising the Stakes Fundraising and Leadership Development. Tony, give us an update.
Well, Mike, we just went to halftime. It was a little bit of a drawn out second quarter. Homestead went in and punched it in right before half to make it 36-13. They did one of my favorite things, is which they didn't take their timeouts into halftime. They called a timeout and forced a punt by Port Washington. And quarterback Emery Whedon threw about a 45-yard bomb to Howie Neubauer, and he caught it at the 2-yard line. And next play, Jared Schneider scored his second touchdown of the evening. And then Jordan Gomez kicked the extra point to make it 36-13, and Homestead will receive the kickoff to start the second half. So it's been a pretty much everything they wanted to do on offense. Port has made some nice plays. They had a nice 45-yard touchdown pass to their other receiver, and it's been a heck of an exciting first half to start the season. That's for sure.
Tony, is Mason Rush? Is he getting much time?
He's gotten in a few series. They've been just because it's been so muggy and hot tonight. They've been rotating their defensive linemen, but he's been in on a couple tackles and playing well so far. So that's always a fun thing to watch your kid play as well.
Yeah, no doubt. Tony, thank you so much. Keep us up to date on that one. 36-13 Homestead over Port Washington at half. Let's get to line two if we can. Taz Landry, he's at the Milwaukee King Sherwood Messmer game. Brought to you by Balistrieri Brothers Pizza. Ask them for their game day special. 2 3-topping 16-inch pizzas, 2 garlic breads, and 20 wings, all for $49.99. 414-543-0707. 543-0707. Taz Landry, give us an update.
I got 14-8. Sherwood Messmer over King in the third quarter. King received the ball in the third. Comes out and opens up the playbook and goes into their passing attack with back-to-back pass plays. The first pass play was 15-yard pass and number 2, Mike Dupree. The second pass play was a 20-yard pass and number 11, Maurice Wallace, was having a great night today. And then to cap it off with a 15-yard quarterback keeper by number 13, Nolan Dixon, to go 14-6. Dixon punches up the middle for a 2-point conversion. I got 14-8. Sherwood Messmer over Milwaukee King.
Taz, thank you very much. Appreciate that update. Let's get to line three if we can. John Moore is at the Oak Creek, Wisconsin Lutheran game. He's brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores where Wisconsin saves on groceries. John Moore, give us an update.
Yeah, Mike, out of the half, let's go ahead. The ball, they fumbled, proceeded to fumble the ball, and Oak Creek happened to punch it in right away on a 14-yard score from Stulo to Waltonsdorf. For 14 yards, we have 24-7 Oak Creek over Wisco with 7.5 left in the third.
Well, I'll tell you, that'd be a nice way for Joe Parr to start his career as the head coach at Oak Creek, is to go to Wisconsin Lutheran and get a win over there. Coach, do you know Joe Parr?
Well, I've met Joe. In fact, I've substituted at school, but Mike Bartholomew told me that was certainly Mike's pick. He said Joe Parr will just be a great, he said, as far as I'm concerned, he's the one who should be the head coach, and he's just going to do a great job.
Yeah, he was part of Joe Cook's staff, too. He's been around. He's a really, really good man. He'll be a really good head football coach at Oak Creek that I think is going to be there for a long time. I do. I'm a big fan of his. Let's get to line one. Marty in the morning, he's at the game of the night, Fondy against Kimberly. Hey, Marty, give us an update.
I'll give you a couple updates, in fact. I'll give you two for the price of one. Springs, your defending champ, St. Mary Springs, leading Marcus Ann right now, 44-0 midway through the third quarter. Kimberly takes the opening drive of the second half, goes the length of the field. It is now tied up 21-all, 5:52 left in the third period. Fondy with the ball.
Remember what I said, you got to knock the champ out. You can't, you know what,
you
don't, hey, do not
oh
let
God.
It go to the
Hold
judges,
on,
Marty.
Hold on. Can they get him from behind? Fondy with an 80-yard touchdown run, and Fondy just takes the lead 28-21.
My gosh.
Man, oh, man. I'll tell you, that's how you knock the champ out right there.
That's how you knock him out, baby.
That's how you respond. So it's 27-21 with the extra point coming up.
I'm a little ahead of myself. I'm just assuming the PAT is going to be good. But
Marty, I got a feeling they're going to miss this one. We're going to stick with you because you know what?
You want me to hang on hold?
Yeah, let's hold on for this. How's the family doing, Marty?
Family is doing well.
Yeah, that's
family
awesome.
Family is doing well. Hold on here.
This is what's going to cause.
Kick is on the way. It is good. 28-21. Fondy.
So much. Hey,
with 534.
Marty, it's early in the year for predictions. I'm a little rusty on this thing.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, that's
get
awesome.
Some WD-40. I'll talk to you.
You got it. 28-21. Kimberly over Fond du Lac. I'll tell you, that's the game of the night.
Yep.
Fondy over Kimberly. Let's get that right.
I think that's what I said, didn't I?
You said Kimberly over Fondy.
You were supposed to be off the. Man, I got to talk to my producer to get you hung up on. Hey, that's it is 28-21 Fondy over Kimberly. Again, he's Marty in the morning, guys. Let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue going around the state, basically. Key high school football games. We'll get you all the scores and updates. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan. I'm on my way, I'm making it. Welcome back to the Wendy Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. I'm Mike McGivern alongside Hall of Fame coach Ron Davies. Let's get out to the Menominee Falls Germantown game with Jerry Vance. Jerry, give us an update.
It is Germantown 13 and Menominee Falls 7 with 8:30 left in the third quarter. Germantown scored on a 24-yard TD run by Safi. So, again, it's 13-7 with 8:27 left in the third.
Jerry, well done. Thank you. Jerry's brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They will schedule you fast, sometimes the same or next day, but always within 24 to 48 hours, athletico.com. Let's get to line two if we can. Rob Veit, he's at the Kettle Moraine at Waukesha West game. Hey, Rob, give us an update.
What's up, Mike? It's 20-17 Waukesha West. Sam McCullough does it again, 97-yard touchdown run.
Wow.
To put the Wolverines up.
Boy,
we have 8:44 left in the third.
Hey, Coach, are you surprised? You know, it was what's Waukesha West going to do without Peter McCudden? But their running attack is awfully good.
Yeah, Sam was a great kid last year. You know, Sam was actually a little bit faster than Peter, you know, breakaway speed. So I knew he would have a great year, but, I mean, this is a great start to a senior season with 200 yards already in the third quarter.
Hey, is Peter McCudden on the sidelines by any chance?
Yes, he is. He's on the sidelines in his walking boots.
Yeah, you know what? Hey, if you happen to get a hold of him, call us back. I'd love to talk to him for a minute. I'd love to get him on the air. Ask him if he'll come on the air with Mike McGivern.
Yes, sir, definitely.
You got it, Rob. Thanks. It's 20-17 Waukesha West over Kettle Moraine. Let's get to line three. One of my favorite guys in the entire world. He's Mike Bush, Franklin at Waterford. Michael, give us an update.
Yeah, we're almost at the end of the third quarter. It's Franklin 24, Waterford 0. 1 minute and 58 seconds will be the end of the third quarter. Waterford got the ball to start the second half, and the whole third quarter was back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Not a whole lot of passing. That's why this game is moving along. And then at the end here, Franklin quarterback Matt Devinger came back in to start the second half. And he hit Nolan Jessup for a 10-yard right over the middle, probably a post route. And the extra point was good from Tarkania in again. And right now, Franklin 24 and Waterford 0.
Hey, Mike, over the years, you've been at every close game in the history of high school football. Yeah. And you know what? Maybe this year you're going to get to more like this one.
I don't know. I do whatever you want. You know that, Mike. I like them. I like them close. I like the blowouts. I just like being here. And Waterford, I mean, they put on a nice show here. This is really nice for the first game of the year. It's on real grass, which you know I love. And, Waterford just picked off Franklin. Yeah, maybe I let into that quarterback thing a little bit. I was talking to some of the assistant coaches at halftime, and they put sophomore Jarek Miller in. There was a minute left just to give him some experience. They ran a series that he's real comfortable with. I took him about 60 yards, just ran out of time, and he looked really good. I just learned from Mike Freitag, the athletic trainer, that they had a quarterback battle off, I guess, up until two nights ago. They still didn't know, and then they went with the seniors. So that's what's going on here, guys.
Well, we'll talk to Lewis Brown tomorrow from 10 to noon on the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show. And Lewis and a bunch of his players will be in studio tomorrow. And I'm going to let him know that you think he should give Miller a few more snaps. I thought that's what I heard you say.
I thought he also said something about Alba should get a few snaps, didn't
Mike? Yeah, man, we're going to have to go back and listen. He is Mike Bush, 24-0 Franklin over Waterford. And Mike, thank you so much. Let's get to line one if we can. Ted Lang, he's at the Milwaukee Lutheran Kewaskum game, brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors, Wisconsin. Mandy Sandstrom Clough, she's my rep for the windows that we're getting. And you're going to want to give her a call at 262-783-6600. Right now, half off pre-finishing on any wood window or patio door on qualified projects. Ted, give us an update, Milwaukee Lutheran at Kewaskum.
Yeah, 10 minutes ago in the third quarter, it is now Kewaskum 26, Milwaukee Lutheran 18. Coming right out of the gate here, Milwaukee Lutheran had a big touchdown run, 83-yard touchdown run by Kenneth Payne all the way to Fond du Lac. And then on the ensuing kickoff, Kewaskum got it to the 42-yard line. On their first play, J.J. Thal ran it in from 42 yards to West Bend to make it 26-18, Kewaskum.
Man, we need to work on tackling and kicking at Kewaskum and Milwaukee Lutheran.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. 26-18, Ted, keep us up to date on that one. Hey, Ron, you know, my daughter starts teaching at Milwaukee Lutheran on Tuesday.
Oh, is that right?
Took a job. She's a freshman social studies teacher.
Well, I tell you,
Katie Bonner.
I've had some of my friends' kids go there, and they really thought it was a good school. They really enjoyed Milwaukee
She's
Lutheran.
Nervous. She's coached. She's taught grade school for a while, and she thought it was time to move into the high school ranks, and she's a Milwaukee Lutheran grad, and she's a little bit nervous right now. I had lunch with her today, and she said, Pops, I'll get after, but I'm a little nervous right now.
Well, tell her to go see Sue Balistrieri and Jim Datka. You remember Jim
sure.
from Mesmer? He's over at Milwaukee
Lutheran
now.
I think
now.
He left.
Oh, did he leave? I knew he left as a basketball coach, but he left the school, too?
I don't know. I think he did, though.
Oh, okay.
I think he did. He's a good guy.
Okay, they've got a few Mesmer people there, so have your daughter tell them they better treat her right.
Yeah, I'm already telling people that. There's no doubt. Let's get to line two if we can. Carl Farbs is at the Plymouth-New Berlin-Eisenhower game. Hey, Carl, give us an update.
Hey, gentlemen, I have 10:45 left in the fourth quarter. New Berlin-Eisenhower 15, Plymouth 7. It was a 6-yard touchdown run by Jake Himmelsbach on a 9-play drive. That was only 37 yards in total offense, but Plymouth had a horrible punt of only 20 yards that set up that whole drive for New Berlin-Eisenhower. The point after was botched, but the holder threw up a wobbly 30-yard bomb into the back of the end zone, which was caught.
Oh, man.
And which made the score 15-7. We've got Eisenhower back with the ball on the 30-yard line and moving down again on their own. We've got 10:28 left, 15-7, Eisenhower.
Carl Farbs, thank you so much. He's brought to you by Hyundai Greenfield. Go out and buy your car where I bought mine. Go see Lou and his team and ask them about the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales event. 6133 South 27th Street, Hyundai Greenfield. Let's get to line one if we can. Jerry Boltman, he's at the Catholic Memorial McGuanago game. He's brought to you by Lynch McGuanago, the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Got a huge selection of new and used vehicles. Go to lynchmcguanago.com. Jerry Boltman, give us an update.
Yes, Mike and Coach, the opening drive, we had a long halftime ceremony. Opening drive, second half, Catholic Memorial received it. They proceeded to fumble the ball. McGuanico recovered it on Memorial's own, on Memorial's 30-yard line, and they ended up kicking a 32-yard field goal. They were held. So the score right now is Memorial 14, McGuanico 10. And as I'm speaking, McGuanico just scored a touchdown. So it's McGuanico 20, Memorial 20, McGuanico 10.
Wait, hold on. Memorial just scored a touchdown?
That's correct, Mike.
Memorial, not McGuanico. Sounds good.
Memorial did. So 20-10. Sure.
Jerry, thank you so much. 20-10. Might be 21-10 if they kick the extra point. Catholic Memorial over McGuanico. Guys, let's get to a break. Other side of the break, we'll continue to get you the most current and up-to-date scores at all the key high school football games in the area. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Time now for your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela. North side of Waukesha, the North Stars are hosting the Muskego Warriors, those Warriors leading 28-7. Kettle Moraine Lasers have a 20-17 lead on the road at Waukesha West. In Germantown, the Warhawks are defending the home turf 13-7. They lead Menominee Falls. Some City League action. Milwaukee Riverside, 13-0. They lead Pewaukee on the road. Catholic Memorial, a 14-10 lead on Maguanago. Shorewood Mesmer Greyhounds, a 14-8 lead against Milwaukee King. Down in Kenosha, the Wilmot Panthers have a 10-7 lead. They're visiting the Red Devils. Out in Port Washington, the Homestead Highlanders up 36-13 on the Pirates. Sussex Hamilton leads West Allis Hale 34-0. Kenosha Tremper 28-7. They're on top of the West Allis Central Bulldogs. And out in West Bend, the Grafton Blackhawks a commanding 14-0 lead on the West Bend West Spartans in the third quarter. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Wendy's. Listen tomorrow to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Coaches Show from 10 a.m. to noon. Mike McGivern and Ryan McMillan will be talking Franklin football with head coach Lewis Brown. This has been your Wendy's Varsity Blitz scoreboard update. I'm Anthony Mandela, Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Man, that last commercial, if my wife Terry's listening, Ron, she hates that commercial.
I can understand.
It was called
why.
A spec spot. I was just supposed to be a spec spot, and it sounds like, you know, I'm getting divorced. I'm not getting divorced. My wife loves, well, I love my wife. She likes me, so that's good. Welcome back to the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. She likes me most of the time, Ron. Not all the time, and rightfully so. Let's get to line three if we can. Jerry Boltman, he's at the Catholic Memorial Maguanago game, brought to you by Lynch Maguanago, the premier Wisconsin Chevrolet, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram dealer. Huge selection of new and used vehicles. Go to lynchmaguanago.com. Jerry Boltman, give us an update.
Mike and Coach, it's 5 minutes and 10 seconds remaining in the third quarter, and Maguanago just scored a touchdown, so now the score is Catholic Memorial 21, Maguanago 16, waiting on conversion. The last time I spoke to you, Mike and Coach, as I was speaking to you, Memorial had just received the kickoff. It was 14-10, and in two plays, the second play offensively, they passed 59 yards for a touchdown. Now Maguanago just passed for a touchdown. So this is getting to be a very close and exciting game. It's 21-17, Catholic Memorial over Maguanago. 5 minutes and 11 seconds remaining in the third quarter. 21-17.
Hey, Jerry, one of my favorite places to watch a game is at Maguanago. I think that community loves their high school football program. What's the crowd
like out there? I'd say the stadium is probably 80% full, and probably 50% to 60% is Maguanago fans.
Yeah, that's good. They as soon as school lets in, you know, there's still a lot of people out on vacation. Once school starts, Ron, Maguanago fills it up. You can't get in.
At your game last night, Mike, on TV, Terry and John upstairs were talking about you're starting football too early. It's just way too early, and I wish something could be done. I don't know if
it can't because of the deer hunting.
Right, and I don't think the schools up north will change. The schools up north, that's very, very important to them, and I don't think they're ever going to.
No, it's a non-starter. It is a deal breaker. As soon as they say, look, we want to push back and have the state tournament, you know, start after deer hunting, the WI closes the books, gets up, and walks out.
That's what's happened.
They'll say, hey, look, you guys want to give up a game. They'll never go back to what we did with three games in 10 days.
And I think it's better they don't.
I agree.
I think that's much better.
You know who played it in something like that? Jerry Vance did. That's what, you know, back in the day, they played three games in 10 days.
Well, I did that all those years at Trevor. Yeah. We played all of them, and we played in the state championship game in 1979. In the Division One, and Jerry was playing with Germantown against Beaver Dam in Division Two. They played right before us, and it was like 11 degrees. It was so cold. I don't know how that could, we even made it.
Yeah, well, I'm sure Jerry had a big game.
And they did. I think they did get beat, too, but he'd had a great year.
Well, we're going to find out right now. Jerry Vance covering the Menominee Falls at Germantown game. Hey, Jerry, you remember that state final?
What was that, Mike?
Do you remember playing in the state final when it was pretty cold?
Oh, it was freezing, Mike. It was just awful.
That's what I told him, Jerry.
Kind of hard to run that wishbone when it's about 4 or 5 inches of snow on the ground.
Oh, boy. Did you guys lose in that final?
Yeah, we lost 6-0 to Beaver Dam and my well-coached team by Coach McDonald.
Jerry, if it was 40 degrees and no snow, who wins that game?
Oh, we crush him.
There you go. That a boy, Jerry. Hey, give us an update. Menominee Falls at Germantown.
It is Germantown 19, Menominee Falls 14, with 2:08 left in the third quarter. Germantown got set up for their last touchdown by a long bomb. They changed quarterbacks. Seymour threw to Van Rosen on a 50-yard bomb, and then it was capped off by a 5-yard run by Austin Goodwin. 1:54 left, 19-14, Germantown.
Jerry, perfect. Thank you very much. Let's get to line two if we can. John Moore's at the Oak Creek, Wisconsin Lutheran game. John, give us an update.
Mike, Wisconsin Lutheran not going away so fast with 9 minutes left in the fourth. Colin Olson hit Noah Blitz on a 16-yard strike. Extra point was blocked. Oak Creek 24, Wisco 13, with 7.5 left in the ballgame.
John, thank you. He's brought to you by your local Pick and Save stores where Wisconsin saves on groceries. Let's get to line three if we can. Alex and Zola, Wilmot at Kenosha Bradford. He is brought to you by Hyundai Greenfield. Buy your car where I bought mine. Go see Lou and his team and ask them about the Hyundai Epic Summer Sales Event. 6133 South 27th Street, Hyundai Greenfield. Hey, Alex, give us an update.
Well, Mac, I guess the third quarter is called the third quarter for a reason, as it was defined by 3 and outs. Each team with 3 3-and-outs each, and it's just been a total battle of defense here. It's still 10-7 as the fourth quarter just got underway. It's going to come down to simply who wants it more, and it's shaping up to be an exciting finish.
Hey, are you doing the Zenzola game ball this year?
We can bring it back. Absolutely.
You might want to start thinking about who's getting the game ball because, you know, that's an award that a lot of people talk about and try to get.
Well, it's a prestigious honor, and only a select few know what it's like. And, yeah, I understand. It's going to go to someone tonight, maybe on defense.
Alex, I work with you. You get the McGivern game ball every day.
Well, I appreciate that, Mac. That means a lot.
Alex Zola is a sales assistant here, and I got to tell you, Ron, he's as good as they get. He helps me more than anybody can ever imagine, and he makes me look good. So that's Alex and Zola, 10-7, Wilmot over Kenosha Bradford. Let's get to line four if we can. Tyler Peters, Tosa West at Brookfield East. Tyler, give us an update.
Hey, Mike, it's in the fourth quarter, and it's pretty much all Brookfield East. They're now leading Tosa West 35-7. Brookfield East was able to get a couple touchdowns in the able to get two touchdowns in the third quarter, a 5-yard run by 27-yard touchdown pass from McGrath to Michael Poker, and also a 5-yard touchdown run by Nick Plemer. And then Donovan Hunt scored a 17-yard touchdown run just before the end of the third quarter, but Tulsa West, they were finally able to get on the score 7 with 9:59 left in the game, and we'll get Coach Ben Farley on as soon as the game is over, Mike.
That's awesome. Tyler's brought to you by Laborers International Union Local 113. Feel the power. Check out great apprenticeship opportunities at LIUNA113.org. Let's get to line two if we can. Carl Farb's at the Plymouth at New Berlin Eisenhower game. Carl, give us an update.
Hey, gentlemen, I have 4:26 left in the fourth quarter. It's now New Berlin Eisenhower 22, Plymouth 7. However, Plymouth has been driving here in the last couple of plays where two interference calls on New Berlin Eisenhower. And the last play, we now have a touchdown by Plymouth. This game isn't done yet. It's now 22-13, waiting the extra point. But the last score by Eisenhower was a 11-yard interception return by none other than number 55, Mark Shields himself, who tipped the ball to himself and ran it in. But leading up to that, he had punted a 60-yard punt down and pinned him in at the 2-yard line to start that drive.
That's awesome. Carl, thank you so much. Carl's brought to you by Ballastieri Brothers Pizza. Ask them about their game day special. 2 3-topping 16-inch pizzas, 2 garlic breads, and 20 wings, all for $49.99. They're located off of Beloit Road and Highway 100, 414-543-0707. Let's get to line one before we get to a break. Ralph Reinert, he's at the Hartford Nicolet game. Ralph, give us an update.
Hey, starting the fourth quarter, it's Hartford 28, Nicolet 7. So the third quarter has been even, 7-7, both score touchdowns. Nicolet started the second half like the first half. They fumbled the first play. Two plays later, Savage, the senior running back, ran in for a 6-yard touchdown run. Nicolet came back later on in the quarter. Their junior quarterback, Trimboard, threw a nice 32-yard pass to their sophomore, Kobe. His older brother's a senior. And as we speak right now, starting the fourth quarter, it's 28-7, and Nicolet's driving.
Ralph, thank you so much. Ralph is brought to you by Athletico Physical Therapy. Call them today to schedule a free 30-minute injury assessment. They'll schedule your fast always 24 to 48 hours, or it's the same day. Athletico.com for more information. We've got to get to a break before we do. Lake Country Lutheran. Well, I'll tell you what, 53-17 final over Mineral Point. And that program is something else. We're going to get a chance to see them on Thursday Night Lights later in the year against University School. I want to thank Nate Amack for keeping me up to date on that. Again, 53-17 final, Lake Country Lutheran over Mineral Point. Let's get you a break. This hour, guys, we're going to talk to a lot of winning coaches. Before they get to the locker room, before they get on the bus, we'll talk to them about the win tonight and talk to them a little bit about who they play next week. And, again, we'll do that in the 9 o'clock hour. This is the Wendy's Varsity Blitz High School Football Scoreboard Show presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.